Ever feel like you're living the same day over and over? If mom life feels like an exhausting whirlwind of laundry, dinner, driving, and frustration on repeat, you're not alone. For every other thing we do in life, there's training. But for the most important job, we're just figuring it out as we go. Mom University is here to change that. It will give you the skills and education to break free of old patterns and be a leader in your home. Thanks for enrolling in Mom U. Class is about to start.
Hello and welcome to the Mom University podcast. I am joined today by the clean mama, Becky Rappinchuk. Becky, welcome.
Hi, I'm so happy to be here.
Hi, I am happy to have you here. So Becky and I recorded a long time ago, and I have memories of our podcast recording when I had a baby. And for some reason, I think it was we scheduled around nap time, but for some reason, I had this baby awake and I was walking the halls as I was recording. Only time I can remember ever doing that. And then there's baby noise in the background of that podcast, but fun memory. And still, even with all that, I learned so much from you, Becky. So I am just thrilled to be recording with you again.
Awesome.
You guys, you are in for a treat today. So let me do a quick introduction, introduce Becky to everyone, and then we'll get going. So Becky Rappinchuk, clean mama, knows how to clean quickly and effectively and wants you to know her secrets to a clean house. This wife and mom of three kids and two dogs, former art teacher and pro mess cleaner-upper, is a four-times author and a natural cleaning and housekeeping expert. Founder of the lifestyle brand Clean Mama, Becky has been sharing her tips and tricks on the internet since 2009. Known for her signature cleaning routine, Becky helps busy households find a little peace in their homes with recommended tasks, taking the guesswork out of cleaning. Oh, I love it. Your bio is like a sigh of relief. Do you hear that a lot from people? Just like, oh, please take this off my plate.
Yeah, 100%. Well, and it's just when someone tells you like, oh, it's not that hard. Come here, let me tell you what to do. It always is like, oh, okay, maybe I can do that.
Yeah, for sure. Right. I mean, that's what we all want to know. We want to know like, we can do this. It's not going to be that difficult. It's doable. So I want to hear a little bit more of your story because I'm really curious. Most of us don't necessarily love cleaning. It's not something that's really exciting in some ways, right? It's more of a have to do than a want to do. So what got you interested in cleaning? How did you become the clean mama?
Yeah, I think that my interest in cleaning was probably just sort of natural, in that I actually really enjoy like keeping things neat and tidy. And when I was, I can think back to scenarios when I was younger in like junior high and high school, like wanting my room to be clean. When I lived with six other girls in college in a three bedroom townhouse, and I created the chore chart for us. I mean, I was that person, and yeah, like, I just have always kind of known that I feel better when things kind of flow a certain way. And, but I would not say I'm an efficiency expert, but I do like things to be efficient and to run smoothly and well. And we all know that when you have systems set up and they work, everything is just a little bit easier. And so I've kind of just always been searching for the system that would work for me. And that was where, I mean, it kind of hit like this tumultuous kind of a tumultuous return, or so to speak, when my husband and I first got married and we had this one bedroom apartment and I could not figure out how to keep it clean. I mean, at that time I had three jobs. I was teaching. I was working at a restaurant, serving pizza, and I was working at Pottery Barn, like all at the same time. And he had a couple jobs. I mean, we were like strapping, trying to like figure things out, but this little one bedroom apartment, I couldn't keep it clean. And I was just like, what in the world? And that was when I started to like figure out, like, I don't want to clean all day Saturday or all day Sunday. I want to like just do a little bit every day. And that was when it kind of clicked for me, is when I started dividing things up. I actually, when I was first started teaching, I cleaned houses. I cleaned some of my colleagues' houses, which is kind of weird thinking back.
Yeah.
But I worked, and this is before my husband and I were married, but I worked 90%. So when the other teachers were still teaching, I would go in and clean their houses because I was done earlier than they were. And so I rotated through their houses, and that really taught me a lot about cleaning quickly, different types of products, because I used what they had in their homes. And then I kind of devised like certain ways I like to do things, certain tools I like to use. And then when my husband and I got married and we had our own house, then I started like, all right, I got to figure this out. I got to figure out what works for us. And that was when I started kind of playing around with the routine. Now that's like almost 10 years before I even started Clean Mama. So
yeah.
I was really working on this routine. I mean, I was serious. I created checklists for myself. I mean, I had the system. I played around with it and moved things around, did things differently. We moved into a townhouse. We had two kids. And then it was like in 2009. And I was like, I think I'm going to start a blog. Like, it seemed like the right thing to do. And at that time, there were like a lot of, it was kind of the mommy blogger kind of
totally,
a thing.
Yes.
I kind of was like, well, I don't want to be a mommy blogger because I don't want to share my kids online, but I would like to talk about what works in our house. And my husband was kind of teased me like, oh, okay, Clean Mama. Like, cause I would, you know, kind of be like cleaning, picking things up, putting things away. And so he was the one that was like, why don't you just call it Clean Mama? That's what you are. Like, and I was like, okay, I mean, I can always change it. So that was what I went with.
Cute.
And I mean, it just kind of went from there, and I was sharing my routine online. Other people liked it. I shared like a docket is what I called it. And it was like the weekly docket, and I shared it for free. And then I started charging for it on Etsy. And I mean, really the rest is history. Once we had a third child, he was born in 2011. So it was after Clean Mama. I changed the routine even more because there were still some like things that, okay, now I'm like so busy.
Yeah.
And at that time I was working another job where I traveled and out of state because I was an admissions counselor for a college. I mean, it was like, and I had my Clean Mama job,
yeah,
and then three kids and a baby. And I definitely, that was like what you see online now is like what came from him, my youngest being born, and just like, all right, some things have to change. I added the a catch all day, like a day to catch up. I mean, there were definitely things that I kind of tweaked, like didn't have as much going on every single day. Really like the daily tasks are simplified from what they were when I started. I mean, there's definitely been some like honing in on the process.
Yeah. Well, I think that's exciting actually, because, you know, life continues to change and evolve, and what works for us in one season might not work for us in another season. And we have to be able to change our routine, simplify as needed, or maybe there are times when we can give a little more and spend a little more time, you know, on our homes or whatever. And so I love that this has kind of changed and grown with you. There was something that you said that I wanted to circle back to. You mentioned that you used to, like before you got into the habit of this daily cleaning, you used to spend Saturdays, you know, just cleaning all day. And I think that's why what your work has resonated with me so much, because I was the same way. And that is like, you look forward to the weekend and then you spend all weekend cleaning. Like that's no fun.
Right.
That's kind of the pits. And so I think that's one struggle. I'm curious, in your work with moms, what other struggles do you see that moms have when it comes to keeping their homes clean?
Yeah, I think to me, the biggest struggle besides, and it's like that mindset shift where you have to like kind of realize like if you want your house to be clean and there's people that live in your home, you are going to have to clean every day.
Yeah.
Yeah. But it's not the kind of cleaning you think it is. It's not the Saturday spiral, like crazy cleaning where it's all day, you're exhausted and it's like, okay, it's 4 o'clock. Now I got to figure out what we're eating. You know, it's not like that. And I think that that's just having that mindset shift and seeing like the benefit beyond the chore, I think is kind of like, you have to get past that point. And that's what's really hard when you're exhausted and overwhelmed and you have little kids that you're carrying around when you're talking to someone. That's the part that's like, you can't really see past that. And I think that that is for instance, I've had so many people ask me through the years for like more chores. Can you add gardening things on here? Can you do this? I want it to be more in depth. I want this. I mean, like, they want more.
Yes.
And I've always held back because I'm like, I can't do that. Like, that's not, I don't have the bandwidth to do that in my own home. So how can I share that with you?
Yes.
But now that I'm through that stage, I can see where someone would be asking for more and where you would be like, hey, it would be kind of nice to do XYZ or whatever it might be. And so I've added like a free, like 365 days of data of decluttering and organizing to the website. And every month there's one for each month. And it's like the things that in some way, like I say on there, you don't need to do all of these things. This is like just an idea, but it's for the person that is ready for more.
Yeah. And that has time and space in their life. Yeah.
Right. And wants to do it. I think that that's the part where it doesn't have to be all or nothing. And in that kind of speaks to that mindset of, well, if my house isn't going to be immaculate, it's not even worth doing.
Yes. And I think that in your work, that is what has been just so powerful for me as a learner, is this mindset shift. Because for me, I grew up in a small house. So like 1,100 square foot house with 8 siblings and 2 parents. So it was a lot of people in a small amount of space, and we had a lot of stuff. And so when we would clean, it was intense. And that's how I learned to clean. Like, we would, someone's coming over, you know, so we would scrub everything, put away, and we would scrub everything. And it was this big deal. And this mindset shift that you talk about of a little bit a day and just keeping your house clean, which for me has evolved over the years to, I have a clean enough house. Because I do it every single day and I am totally good with clean enough and I love clean enough, but it's the opposite of this perfectionist, deep dive, deep clean thing that takes all day and that feels so big and heavy. So I would love, you've mentioned a few times your cleaning routine. I would love it if you could talk to us either, you know, about the routine itself or just some strategies for doing this in practice. Yeah.
So I'll give you like a really quick rundown of the routine and then we can talk about strategies.
Okay.
So I have more on my website and everything. You can dive into it, but just like super quickly, there's 4 parts to the routine. And the 4 parts like dovetail with each other. But I always say to start with the daily tasks. So if someone's new and you're listening to this, you've never heard of me and you're like, daily tasks. Okay, I can try that. Those are 5 things that I recommend doing every single day. If you can, like, there are days that you'll only do 1 of those things. And I actually do recommend just starting with 1, like making your bed or doing a load of laundry, but 5 daily tasks, like get those mastered. And then you add the weekly tasks. So those daily tasks are things you're probably doing or you think you should be doing.
Yeah.
Like make your bed, do a load of laundry, wiping down the counters. So you're putting dishes away, washing them by hand or putting them in the dishwasher, whichever fits your lifestyle. And then doing a load of laundry, and checking the floors. So if you need to sweep under your kitchen table, you need to do a quick vacuum, like those are 5 daily tasks. They're simple, you can memorize them, and you can just do your best every day with those. Like that's the bare minimum. When you have those and you feel like they're working for you, then I recommend adding the daily tasks or the weekly tasks. And those are associated with the day of the week. And that's like a nod to my grandma, who always told me to just pick something to do every day, and do that. So Monday I do bathrooms, Tuesday is dusting, Wednesday is vacuuming, Thursday is washing the floors, Friday is a catch-all day, so that's a day to catch up on anything you didn't get done, and then Saturday is sheets and towels. And I recommend doing that on Saturdays because, generally speaking, you have more of your family home, your kids can learn how to change the sheets, make their beds, do all that, so that eventually when they do leave the home, they will know how to do that.
Yeah. Okay.
And then Sunday, I just recommend doing the daily tasks. So those are the basics. Then we have rotating tasks. Those are like rotating things, like those deep cleaning tasks. And then the monthly focus is organizing. That's the last component. Every month has a category. So January is decluttering, February is kitchens, March is spring cleaning, et cetera. So it's like a concentration where we're organizing. So
now, how long would you say that you are, how long do you recommend that people spend cleaning?
So I recommend thinking of it as kind of a ribbon through the day. If you leave the house at 8 in the morning to go to work and you come home at 6 at night, obviously you're not doing these things during the day. But if you're at home, you're going to be doing little things all day long. It will probably add up, I think, once you have it going to 15 to 30 minutes a day total.
Okay.
We're not talking an hour or hours. It should be relatively quick, easy, painless.
Yeah.
Not a huge deal. So then the biggest, best strategy that I think you can lead with is to give yourself some room for put away any of your preconceived notions. So if you're thinking all right, she said 15 to 30 minutes. If this isn't done in 15 minutes, it doesn't work. Or if my house had better be clean by the time this timer goes off. Or, we have so many things in our head about cleaning. Or I want my whole entire house to feel like a cleaner came through it, and now everything's perfectly clean. Just try it. That's what I always you've got to try it for 2 weeks to a month to actually see if it's going to make a difference. I have people that are I can't believe my house looks so good after just a week. But those are the people that buy in and actually try it. And they're not skeptical. They're not second guessing it or comparing it to something else or trying to mix, well, I'm going to do this, but then I'm going to try to add this and this and this in it. Just do what I'm telling you to do. Try that. That's give it the old college try and see how it changes your home. Because after 1, 2, 3 weeks, your home and your routine will be totally transformed. And I promise it will be better. I promise your home will look better. It'll be easier to clean. And it's going to, so if it takes you a half hour to clean your bathrooms up the first week, it won't probably ever take you that long again.
Yeah.
you're building on these habits. And that's what's also so once you get past that mindset shift, knowing that each little habit builds on another one, and it's almost you don't want to kind of break the chain because it just keeps getting better and easier the more you do it. I think that that's also really helpful too.
Totally.
But
I mean, yeah, it makes sense because not only are you getting better at it, but also you're like, you're doing a service for your future self, right? By cleaning it this Tuesday, it's going to be that much easier to clean next Tuesday rather than putting it off and putting it off. And then it gets gross and it's this big thing. So I love this concept of just a little bit a day. And I love that you say, you know, 15 to 30 minutes a day, we can wrap our heads around that. Like that's doable and doesn't seem quite, you know, because I think the real problem for most of us with cleaning is overwhelm. We think about doing it and even just in the thought, just thinking, we're already tired from just thinking about it. We haven't done anything yet and we're tired. Like, that was a lot just thinking about cleaning. I'll do that tomorrow.
Well, and everything always, you think it's going to take longer than it does. That is another definite mind block, roadblock kind of a thing, is that you think it's gonna take longer. I mean, I hate unloading the dishwasher. I don't know why. It's just like one of those things I hate doing. But I attach it to making my coffee in the morning, and I time myself and I race myself and I try to get that done. And it only takes like 3 or 4 minutes when in my mind it takes like 30. That's how much I dread it. I mean, I do have 3 kids that I can, you know, have help me with that too, or my husband, but it's like, I like to have it empty in the morning when they come, I'm the first one up, when they come down, and then that way their breakfast dishes, they can put them in the dishwasher, the counter's clear when they leave for school, and I'm not like doing a big cleanup in the morning. So I kind of have it worked out my own way that way. But I just think you need to really like set aside those preconceived ideas of a clean house and give yourself space to try it. I think having the cleaning caddy ready to go with your supplies is helpful. Yeah. I like to keep something in the bathrooms under the bathroom cupboard. Now my kids are older. They're not going to be digging around in there and getting into them. So, you know, whoever's listening, you do you, make sure it's safe. I do only use non-toxic cleaning products, so I'm not concerned about that. But I like having that little caddy with the bathroom supplies ready. So when my kids were little, and they were in the bathtub, I would be cleaning the bathroom counters or the toilets while they're taking a bath. I mean, double duty, but everything was in there. So I didn't need to leave the bathroom. All my supplies were ready. So that would be kind of, you know, I would time that out with their bath time and it wasn't as bad. I think that it's just thinking of ways to make it easier for yourself and keeping like not building it up to being like this horrible, terrible thing. It's just not, I mean, it isn't, it's just, you know, you'd rather have a clean house than, you know, deal with that overwhelm part of it.
And I think that goes back to what you were saying earlier about that it's this ribbon throughout the day. I've heard you explain how that works. Like you're waiting for your coffee and you're unloading the dishwasher. You've got kids in the bath and you're wiping down the sink. It's just, that is not the same mentality of, okay, it's Saturday. I'm going to go in and slog away for 2 hours and clean the house top to bottom. It's just a totally different feel of a couple minutes here, a couple minutes there. And meanwhile, the house is clean. So I love that idea. Now, obviously, you have grown and changed over the years in how you approach this. Looking back, like what are the main changes for you, how you do things differently now than when you used to?
Yeah, I feel like I'm relaxed on not necessarily my standards for cleaning, but when I, when my kids were younger and like before I started with, I had this like obsession with having things sanitized or disinfected, or just because they were little and I was so afraid that they would get sick and all this.
Yeah.
And I think, and I've, time has taught me that that definition isn't necessarily, you know, like there's other ways to, you know, there's other ways to make sure things are clean.
Yeah.
And so that would be probably one thing that's like changed. But that would be before I started the blog. Like as soon as I started the blog, I was talking about like safer ways to do things, safer ways to clean. But I think that just, and then also realizing like, it doesn't have to all be clean at once is like, that's another realization that's really helped me. Because I guess I felt like it was always a kind of a whack-a-mole in the house where it's like, this is clean, this is dirty, this is clean, this is dirty. And I wanted it all to feel clean all at once. And as my kids have gotten older and I've realized that something's always going to be a mess or in disarray, or, I mean, it's not my kids. It's just that we live here. Like you can't, and when kids when you have babies and they're contained to, you know, rockers or like, I mean, I don't know, like pack and play, whatever they're not like mobile and crawling around or walking, you can have things cleaner. But like when you have five people in one house, it's never going to be perfectly clean all at the same time. And that's okay. And I wish that I had kind of, I guess, seen that a little bit more clearly as, you know, I don't know.
Yeah. Well, thank you for saying that. I think that that is encouraging to hear the clean mama say it's never going to all be clean at one time. And that's okay. And yet, if we are putting into practice the things that you've shared today, the longest you'll go without cleaning your bathroom is a week. And so it's not going to be gross, even if you haven't just cleaned it today. It's okay. Like it's ready to be cleaned again by the next week, but it's still livable. It's still, in my words, clean enough, right? Yeah, and that's a great feeling.
Yeah, 100%.
Yes. Okay. I love this. I think this is so good. These are skills that we all need to know. And this is one of the many reasons that I invited you, and I'm excited to have you speak at Mom University to teach moms these skills. So what about you? Why are you excited to be a part of Mom University?
Yeah, I am so excited, mostly because I think that when you are in community and live and talking to people in person, that's when you actually can take that change for yourself. And it just has a different kind of an impact too. And I think that that's going to be the most powerful aspect of Mom University is just being in live, being in person, being with other moms that feel the same way about certain things and can also share wisdom just, you know, from across the table with you or from a stage. There's just a lot that you can, that can be brought in a live event like that. And I'm really excited. I'm going to be talking about cleaning and decluttering and organizing, and it's going to be a great time just to learn and be inspired and go home and, you know, whip your house into shape.
Yes. Oh, we need it. We need it. I love it. I just think this is, like I said at the beginning of this podcast, learning from you this skill, you know, years ago has helped me throughout the years just to do it better and keep it simpler. And so I am so excited for everyone to learn from you. In the meantime, or for those who can't attend live and be there with us, where can people find you?
Yeah, you can find me at cleanmama.com. That's my website. And then online, I'm at Clean Mama, and it's MAMA for mama.
So, perfect. Yeah. All right. Well, Becky, thank you so much for being here. I have learned a lot. I'm sure the listeners have too. And thank you, everyone, for listening.
Thanks so much for having me.
Thanks for listening. If you're a mom whose days feel like Groundhog's Day and you find yourself wondering what you're doing it all for, join us at our in-person Mom University event. You'll get the support, tools, and help to become the mom you want to be. For details, go to universityformoms.com.